Okay, I was telling you earlier I did some laundry, just a couple of loads, and every time I go now into our laundry room down in the basement, a little piece of Patrick Richardson comes with me. He's the laundry guy, as seen on Discovery Plus, and he's been on with us a couple of times. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm not kidding you. You have changed the way I do the laundry. I only use warm water and Express, no matter what I'm washing. And then last time we
Awesome.
talked about the, you like those little detergent sheets, right?
I don't have a problem with those. I mean, they're pretty clean.
And you said use only a half of one.
Yep.
And so I do that. And then, oh, the other thing is, I'm tall and my t-shirts always shrink up. They're too short for me. So you said never dry them, always hang them. So I bought a new hanger for my basement because of you, so I can put my t-shirts out there. So how about that?
Awesome. The word is spreading. That's great news.
Yeah, it's you are spreading the word. What is the biggest mistake we make when doing the laundry?
Probably the biggest mistake is just too much. You know, we use too much detergent and we use too long of a cycle, you know, and really we wash our clothes too often. You know, we have this idea that, you know, you wear something for 20 minutes, well, then you got to put it in the, you know, laundry basket and wash it. So that's probably our biggest mistake. It's just, you know, we're Americans. We like to overdo things, and we just
Well,
tend to kind
yeah,
of overdo it.
I don't wash my clothes because they're dirty. I wash them because I want them to return to a better shape. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And that's totally valid. You know, if you've worn your favorite jeans to the point that they've stretched out, wash them. But, you know, often you can wear your favorite jeans, you know, several times before they stretch out to that point.
Talking to Patrick Richardson. He's the laundry guy. You see him on Discovery Plus. If you've got a laundry question, give us a call at 312. It's the silliest sentence I've ever said, Patrick. If you've got a laundry question, give us a call at 312-981-7200. Hey, Michael is called. Michael, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Steve. Patrick, I'm so glad you're on today.
Hi.
I've got several shirts that I wash them. The underarm area smells okay after they're washed and everything like that, but just after wearing them there for a few hours or so, it seems like that underarm odor comes out and everything. I've tried baking, washing soda, vinegar, soaking them. Is there anything I can do to get that smell out?
This is one of the most common questions I get, and it's actually really pretty simple. The shirts you're wearing have some sort of polyester in them. Polyester likes to hold the oil from our skin and all the bacteria in the sweat that's with the oil. Get some oxygen bleach, like some OxiClean or something like that, and toss that in the wash with your soap, and make sure you don't use very much soap when you do it. And it will break down that bacteria and that oil and take it away, and the problem will completely disappear.
How about that? We solved your
Oh,
problems,
great.
Michael.
Thanks.
All right,
Thanks so
bye-bye.
much.
Thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. As long as we're talking armpits, the other one that always gets texted in, Michael, is or Patrick rather, is the stain that apparently comes from deodorant or something, right? The discoloration. How do we avoid that?
Yeah.
And can we get rid of it?
Well, you can get rid of it with some oxygen bleach and some oily soap. But the better trick, you know, you just talked about you just bought new t-shirts. When people start with a new shirt, if you always spray it immediately before you put it in the washer, so after you've worn it, you put it in the hamper, you're getting ready to throw it in the washer. If you spray it with a mixture of 50 vinegar, 50 water, those stains will never set. You'll never have them.
So just have like a spray bottle in your laundry or your bathroom or wherever you put your
Yep.
dirty clothes and just spray them. Oh, that's a great idea. I love
Yeah,
that one.
super
Okay.
easy, makes a huge difference.
Here's a text. Steve, I wash my jeans once a week unless dirty. I have been using warm or cold and very little soap and using Express for many years. Welcome to my world. See that, Patrick? We're
Awesome.
growing. The group is growing.
Right.
Another text. What's the best way to get blood and tomato juice stains out of white dress shirts? That sounds like a party.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I want to hang out with that person.
Right.
Actually, it's funny. We just talked about it a minute ago. It's oxygen bleach. You know, it's one of my favorite things to add for stains and whatever. It will break those stains down. You don't have to do anything. Just throw them in the washer with your little bit of detergent, add your oxygen bleach, and you're good to go.
And when you say oxygen
They'll come
bleach,
right
you
out.
mean like OxiClean.
Yeah, like OxiClean, my favorite is actually pure sodium percarbonate, which you can get like in Whole Food stores. It's funny, you can get it at brewing supplies. It's what brewers use to clean their equipment. It's pure, and you can just use a tablespoon for a full load.
Fantastic. Because OxiClean I've never used because it seems like if it works on everything, I just don't trust it. I don't know. 312.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it works on everything, I'm not going to know how to do it on any single thing. Susie has called. Right. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, so when you have a shirt and, you know, you try to pre-treat and all that, you put it in the wash, you take it out, and all of a sudden it's like there's a stain. It looks like it might have been oil or something. And like if you had salad dressing, you didn't realize it, and you got a drop on your shirt. And you got this oil spot. Now I tried Dawn dishwashing. I've tried all sorts of stuff. I can't get it out.
This is easy. That's actually called a phantom stain because it appears in the washer or in the dryer. It's from heat. What you do is put some oily soap on it. Try not to use Dawn. Dawn can be a little too acidic, but think like hand soap, like the soap you'd have in your bathroom to wash your hands, like liquid hand soap. Put a little dot of that on, then sprinkle a little oxygen bleach. We're just going to use oxygen bleach all night tonight,
I guess. Yeah.
Hey, put a little bit of that on and rub it in and let it sit. Pour hot water through it and it'll disappear.
Did you ever think that laundry would make you a TV star?
No. Isn't that the most hysterical thing?
It cracks me up.
You know, just something that you love. You know, but it's proof that you do what you love and it works out.
I guess so. I mean, I'm just sitting here talking about laundry with people and soliciting dirty clothes calls. And it's just crazy to me. Okay. Andy, what's up?
Hi there. My washer has an auto detergent load feature. Is that something I should use, not use, or is there ways to adjust how much it injects, or what are your thoughts?
It depends on your washer if you can control the quantity. If you cannot, don't use it because it's putting in way, way too much. You need to use about half of what is recommended for a small load, like a couple of tablespoons is plenty. And it probably won't release that small of amount. So I'd just skip it and put it in. I mean, it seems like a really great idea, but it just wants to use too much detergent. And, you know, that's costing you a lot of money because you're spending more detergent. You're buying more detergent than you need. And it's not really coming out of your clothes. So if you just use a little bit of detergent, your clothes will feel so much cleaner.
All right, good luck with that, Andy. I appreciate the call. One more text of Patrick. Someone wants to know if they're allergic to OxiClean, is there an alternative?
Pure sodium percarbonate will work.
Okay.
Because what they're allergic to is a couple of the other ingredients in OxiClean. Just look for pure sodium percarbonate. You can get it online. Like I said, you can get it in health food stores and brewing supplies.
Perfect. Then you could take up home brewing, too. Patrick Richardson, the laundry expert, the laundry guy. You can see him on Discovery Plus. I always love talking to you, Patrick. Thanks for sharing part of your day.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Have a good evening.
You bet.